Hey, good morning, everyone. Day 16, Holy Grapes. I began the chapter with a story that happened at a friend of mine's home when he was living in Chashmonaim, a nice suburban community in Israel outside of Jerusalem. And we were sitting in his backyard. Our kids were playing with each other. I remember trying to take a little grape off his vineyard. He had a little sweet little vineyard in the backyard and about to pop a grape into my mouth. And my friend Ari stopped me. And he said, "Mark, you can't just snatch a grape and pop it into your mouth." And he went on to explain to me that there are parts of the grapes, really of any fruit grown in Israel, that belong to the Kohen, the Levite, the poor. We have this idea of Truma and Maser. And those grapes could be considered also Orla, which is another halacha, another one of the mitzvahs of Tzliyos Ba'aretz, another one of the special laws concerning the land of Israel, that during the first 3 years of a fruit's growth, you're not supposed to harvest it or consume it. And the idea being is that in Israel, the land itself is invested with Kedusha, with holiness, with sanctity. You walk any four paces in Israel, and you are absorbing the special spiritual atmosphere of the land. And in Israel, there's this natural accessibility to holiness, and there's an extra dimension when you're fulfilling a mitzvah performed in Israel. But even without observing the mitzvah, there's this palpable closeness that many of us feel when we're there. You're eating the fruits of the land, you're walking the streets really of Jewish history. And when you get back to the States, when you get back to Chutz La'aretz, to the diaspora, sometimes it's a little of a spiritual letdown. But I wanted to mention that this month is the month of spiritual accessibility anywhere in the world. That even in Chutz La'aretz, during the month of Elul, the rabbis teach, the Hasidim really go to town on this concept. It's called Hamelech Basadeh, that the king is in the field, that God, he leaves his throne, and he comes to us in the field to meet the actual people. And that could be in our accounting, a law firm. It could be in our cramped New York City apartments. And this is a very, very important idea also expressed in the famous pasuk in Isaiah. Dirshu Hashem b'matzo, seek God while you can. Kara'uhu b'yoto karav, call out to Hashem when he is near. And now Hashem is near, and we need to capitalize on this precious time that we have between now and the high holiday season during this 40-day challenge that we are all embarking upon. But there's another idea that I touched on in the chapter that I think is also applicable to all of us Jews, no matter where we live, and that is being grateful for the little things in life. Because no matter where you are, there's always that little thing that happens to you or that we kind of fluff over. Rabbi Shalom Rosner, great contemporary rabbi, talks about the Bikurim ceremony. The Jewish farmer in Israel, before he could partake of his fruit, had to make this whole declaration. And this declaration ceremony over this one little piece of fruit impresses upon us the Jewish vital teaching that everything that happens to in our lives, even that little fruit growing on a tree, wherever we live, is really worthy of celebration and declaration. We declare, look at this, look at what I got, I have this little fruit. The mitzvah of Bikurim, which actually is in this week's Parsha, Parshat Ki Tavoh, it teaches us that little things in life are important. And the truth is, there are no little things. And everything that happens to us in this world is important. I use the analogy in the chapter of, like, if you're in the White House, everything that happens in the White House is not happening by chance, because it's the White House, right? And everything is mapped out. The President's Day, every second, is scheduled. He's from here to there. Nothing just happens. And that's sort of a metaphor, he says, to our lives. In this world, we are living in God's home. This world, this physical world, is the world in which God created and placed us in it. And therefore, everything that happens, even the little seemingly insignificant things that happen to us in our lives, are important. They're not incidental. They're not coincidental. Life has purpose and meaning. And we, the Jewish people, are supposed to point that out. We are supposed to declare that this little fruit or something that happens to us has purpose and has meaning. And the question that we need to ask ourselves as we continuing in this 40-day challenge, as God is closer to us during this period of time on the calendars, are we grateful for the little things? We may not live in Israel. We may not have the holiness of the land to inspire us this Elul, but we've got food. We've got clothing. We have some very beautiful nature, even in New York City. And so before you pop some food into your mouth the next time, try to first say a bracha. Make a declaration. That's really what the farmer did in the Bikurim mitzvah in this week's Parsha. But that's what we do every time we pick up a food. We express gratitude, since everything we are given to eat and everything that happens is a blessing. The food we eat may not have the holy status of Orla. It may not be Truma or Maser, like My friend was teaching about in his backyard. But when you make a bracha on anything, it brings holiness to our everyday lives. And if we're looking for something to feel a little more spiritually connected, this Elul, making brachot before we eat is really an excellent way to go. Have a great day.